Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mark Hockman.
Boca represent.
At my age, there is no greater feeling than complete evacuation.
Channing Crowder.
We got Venus. Venus Williams here. Venus, what's up?
Hey, beat it.
Alejandro Solana.
By the way, great reference by Cleveland at the Sooch Night.
Fiberglide.
This is a sports adjacent talk show.
Who's Jason?
Sports.
Mount Rushmore of nuts.
I had a skin graft from my butt to my foot.
I'm Batman.
You bloat?
Oh, I bloat.
Lieutenant Dan, ice cream.
More sports.
And all the snorkeling.
Meow.
What do you want to do to the Oreo, man?
The most sports.
I'm pretty sure if I was on a plane that was going down, I could land it.
I try to tell you, man, y'all don't respect my gangster, man.
The Hockman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
Well, there goes our 520 replay.
What happened?
Here's what I had planned for this hour. We're going to talk with Lee Sterling in the next segment, but here's what I had planned for this hour, Crowder, in case you were wondering. Revisiting the NFL roster rankings for all 32 teams, NFL head coaching rankings coming into this season. Mike McDaniel at an interesting slot. I had fast food rankings. I had all these lists, and Crowder, here's what I got to say about all the lists. Throw all the stupid lists out. We are going whale hunting now, gentlemen.
Goodness.
Find Brendan Tobin, sharpen the harpoons. Tyler Hero, pack your bags. Hey, Duncan Robinson, Duncan, pack your bags. Kyle Lowry, pack them up. And dare I say it, Crowder? Should I say it? Bam Adebayo, pack your bags, buddy. Patrick James Riley has just boarded the SS Durantula. And guess what, gentlemen? His final destination? South Beach! Bring me Kevin Durant! Bring me KD! Woo! Play some celebratory music. Find me The Heat Is On. Da-na-na-na-na, 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 Bebas! Crowder, you will be hearing this. Kevin Durant will tattoo Bebas onto his body because he will be in a Heat uniform come tomorrow. Book it. It's done.
Over. This is Chance.
Woo!
Pat's on the phone now.
A mother bleepin' roller coaster from Shams Charania. Maybe the biggest Shams bomb in the history of Shams bomb. Kevin Durant has requested a trade out of Brooklyn. Sources tell The Athletic. And then Adrian Wojnarowski, he follows it up because these two are just competing nonstop.
Woj
is a little washed, but he follows it up with Durant requested a trade with the team today. Brooklyn Nets general manager Sean Marks is working with KD and his business manager on finding a trade for the franchise star as the Nets prepare to move on from one of the most valuable trade assets ever on the market. The entire roster will be available to discuss in deals. Sources tell ESPN teams have been calling on Durant and the Nets will certainly look for a historic return on players and draft picks. And then here we go. Bring it back, Steven. Get ready. Because more from Adrian Wojnarowski 30 seconds ago. Phoenix and Miami. are among two of the teams that Kevin Durant has on his wish list. Crowder, we're going with OG. Woo!
Come on, KD.
Kevin Durant.
A lot going on right now.
Oh, wow. My goodness. We're Dale-ing. Let's Dale.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. There's more to that tweet, by the way. He says the Nets plan to move Durant where they can get the best possible deal with 4 years on his contract. There's no shortage of teams willing to unload assets for Durant.
What?
Whew. Wow. What a roller coaster.
Bro,
what a bleeping roller coaster.
And you know Andy, you know Pat, they can get it done, bro.
Yeah.
That's the funny thing is it's proven in the past. Remember the decision and all that stuff? Man, it's proven that we can get this done.
More from Adrian Wojnarowski. And I know I'm just reading here. Nobody likes a segment where I read, but, I mean, this is all important. He adds, Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving had no contact with the franchise after Irving opted into his deal on Monday. And a sense of inevitability existed that Durant would eventually ask for a trade. Sources tell ESPN it finally happened today. Bro, KD, and you know, there's a lot to unpack here, Crowder, but let's be real. Kevin Durant is sick of Kyrie Irving, right? Like, that tells me everything I need to know. Kyrie Irving opts into his deal. Kevin Durant doesn't even speak with the organization after that. Like, he is sick of Kyrie Irving, wants nothing to do with him anymore.
Wouldn't you be?
Yeah.
Like, who wants to play with a guy that don't know if he wants to play, don't know when he's going to play, and anything that happens, you know, that whole – he has – it's just more than basketball. And it seems like KD just wants to play basketball. He doesn't like all the bull crap and all the stuff that goes on. He wants to go out and win championships.
Wow. I mean, I don't know what to do. I mean, what do we do here? Who do we get on the phone? Like, do I call Adrian Wojnarowski and just tell him to make it? Just report it. KD to Miami. Just report it. Just report it. Let's go.
I see that your dedication to a person only depends on who you can get if that person's not there. Because you just let Tyler go. You just let Duncan go. You just said Bam can ride because it's KD. I thought those are your boys.
Yeah. Here's more on this. Ira Winderman, as Bobby Marks pointed out this week, the Heat cannot include Bam Adebayo in any deal for Durant since the Nets already have Ben Simmons as a designated contract player. All right. So, Bam, maybe don't pack your bags. Only way for Bam to go to the Nets in a Durant deal would be for the Nets to also trade Ben Simmons. So that's important as well. I had Durant packing his bags. Let's see. Hawk is tweeting us updates here. Or he's texting us updates.
Thought he was on vacation.
Just jump on the mic, Mark. You know what I mean? Like, this is Kevin Durant news. Just jump on the mic, all right? If you wanna text us updates.
That man's on vacation. Leave him alone.
Yeah. Some text, another Woj bomb. Let's go. Somebody says, Solana, can you imagine if KD comes here? Somebody said, get Tobin on the phone. We need Orca noise. Yeah, Tobin is, I'm telling you right now, sharpening the harpoons. This is, look, Crowder, I know I'm going to come back to Earth here for a second, okay? I have jumped off the SS Tarantula for 1 second. What Miami can offer. Now, I just learned there that Bam Adebayo cannot be one of them, even though, Crowder, and I love Bam. I was making the point to you a couple weeks ago that Bam Adebayo is untouchable in my book, right? Like, the names that you would need to attract the Heat for Bam to be traded would be the Damian Lillards or the Durants. Like, that's what I said on the show. Yep. And you and Hawk both told me I was crazy. So I'm coming from that perspective, right? From that context where that's how high I believe the Heat hold Bam Adebayo. If you can trade Tyler Hero, Duncan Robinson. I'm just thinking of the Heat's best assets. Tyler Hero, Duncan Robinson, Bam Adebayo, and a first-round pick. And in return, you're getting Kevin Durant and Ben Simmons. I mean, is that a no-brainer for the Heat?
No-brainer. And I think you need to go more. You need three or four first-round picks. Yeah.
Probably. And by the way, I'm fully aware, because I know the texts are going to come in, I'm fully aware that Ben Simmons and Kevin Durant together, asset-wise, obviously, is way better than what I propose from the Heat's perspective. However, if it means bringing on Ben Simmons and Brooklyn getting rid of Ben Simmons, I think it's a win-win for everybody. I know people are kind of out on Ben, but who cares if it means you have Kevin Durant? Right, Crowder? Like, who cares? Whatever your preconceived notions are about Ben Simmons, he's soft, he can't make free throws, shrunk in the playoffs, is dealing with, you know, his mental illness stuff or his mental health stuff. Like, whatever it is that you believe about Ben Simmons, anything, who cares if it means Kevin Durant is coming on your team as well, is joining your team as well?
Oh, and that'll be just that's the number one thing. You get KD, you deal with whatever else has to come with it. Like losing two young players in Duncan and Tyler, and even if it's three young players in Bam as well. You get Kevin Durant, a generational talent, a Hall of Famer, one of the best guys to ever touch a basketball in the history of time. You get him. And then with Ben Simmons, I'll tell you, if that's part of it, that's part of it. Ben is not going to come here acting crazy with Jimmy and Spo and Pat and them. Now, you want to talk about a guy, because I don't think the Heat culture would help Kyrie. I do believe the Heat culture could help Ben. Ben, do your damn job. You can't shoot, don't shoot. We'll put you in games to play defense. We'll let you transition. We'll let you go dunk on people. Like, that's what the Heat do, is maximize what players do and let them do what they do. So if Ben's a part of it, I have no problem with Ben coming down here. I didn't want Kyrie down here. I have no problem with Ben Simmons.
Chris Haynes of Yahoo Sports, who I will just preface this by saying Chris Haynes yesterday said that Miami was on the list of teams meeting with Jalen Brunson, and that was since debunked by the Miami Heat. So I'm just throwing that out there.
What does he know?
Yeah, I'm just throwing that out there. But Chris Haynes, he tweets out, Kevin Durant has the Phoenix Suns listed as a preferred trade destination, which to me, Crowder, makes sense, by the way. He's going back over to the West Coast, and he gets to maybe team up with Chris Paul and Devin Booker. So, like, that makes sense. I mean, you add Kevin Durant to that team, and I mean, wow. However, I will preface it by saying,
you said
Crowder,
that you said that the wrong way. He's teaming up with Devin Booker and then Chris Paul.
Well, how do you get Kevin Durant if you're not giving up Devin Booker? Like, if the Nets are truly,
that's a good point.
If the Nets are truly trying to bring in, you know, a historic haul for Kevin Durant, which makes sense, by the way, like, they're going to trade him for what on that team if it's not Devin Booker? I mean. That to me, I would say I'll pull up the Suns roster right now, because DeAndre Ayton is out of there, but I'll pull it up right now. But I think the Heat have better assets than the Phoenix Suns, because and if you missed it, Kevin Durant has requested a trade out of
the Atlanta Hawks traded Gallinari
out of Brooklyn and Adrian Wojnarowski. Yeah, you guys hear me?
Am I? Yeah, okay, we can hear you.
You kind of cut out a little bit.
Okay, you cut out. But Solana, quickly, I was going to tell you, like, this pipe dream of two players for Murray, the Spurs got three first-rounders and Gallinari.
Right.
You think that the Nets are going to take two young players and that's it to get KD? Bro, we're talking about four ones and five players or something crazy. KD is going to be one of the biggest trade assets in recent history.
Yeah, and I'm just looking at Phoenix's roster right now. And the reason why I'm doing that is because, according to Adrian Wojnarowski, Phoenix and Miami are among KD's top destinations after trade requests. So that's what's being reported. If you rule Devin Booker and Chris Paul out of it, right, Crowder? If we're doing that, DeAndre Ayton is a free agent. He's probably signing elsewhere. And then the rest of the roster, I mean, Cam Johnson, Mikal Bridges, Cameron Payne, like, those are nice pieces, but none of that is landing you Kevin Durant.
No.
Right? None of that is. If I tell you, what would you rather have? Mikal Bridges, Cam Johnson, Cam Payne, Dario Saric, even DeAndre Ayton, you throw him in there. Or Tyler Hero, Duncan Robinson, and, I don't know, Jimmy Butler? Like, is he on the table? Is he on the table for a trade, Crowder? Seriously.
I think everyone
we have to consider it, don't we? Like, as much as we love Jimmy, I love Jimmy. I have him in the Mount Rushmore of Heat players already. Like, that's how much I love Jimmy Butler. What he's done to this franchise the last 3 years, revitalized it. He's the epitome of Heat culture. Like, he is our guy. But to go out and get Kevin Durant, I mean, I think everything is on the table, right?
This is the question, Solana. Will you reset the entire roster if KD's your one? Because that's what's going to happen. If it has to be Jimmy, I don't think it's Jimmy and Bam. I think it's one or the other. You keep one of those guys. But KD's your one, and either Jimmy's your two or Bam's your two, and everybody else can be different next year. Do you do that to have Kevin Durant in the damn Heat jersey?
Yeah, I think so. I really do think so. Lee Sterling, the professional sports gambler, is going to join us next. So we'll get some picks ahead of the long sports weekend here, or the long weekend. Plenty of sports, though. But I will recap everything that's happened, that's transpired here in the last 20 minutes. What we're talking about, if you're just joining us, again, Hawk is out. He'll be back on Tuesday. It's Crowder, Solana, Steven, and Trevor taking you up until 6 p.m. on both QAM and 790 The Ticket. A report was released from Shams Charania of The Athletic that Kevin Durant has requested a trade away from Brooklyn. We learned that since Kyrie Irving, a couple days ago, opted into his deal with Brooklyn, there was zero communication between Kevin Durant and the Brooklyn Nets. Then, Adrian Wojnarowski reported that the Nets prepare to move one of the most valuable trade assets ever on the market, and that their entire roster will be available to discuss in deals. Plenty of teams have been calling on the Durant possibility, and the Nets will look for a historic return on players and draft picks. And then he tweeted 13 minutes ago, Phoenix and Miami are among two of the teams that Durant has on his wish list, sources tell ESPN. But the Nets plan to move Durant where they can get the best possible deal. And then Ira Winterman pointed out, courtesy of Bobby Marks, that Bam Adebayo cannot be included in any deal for Durant since the Nets already have Ben Simmons as a designated contract player. The only way they can trade Bam for Durant is if in return Ben Simmons gets shipped to Miami as well. So a lot to take in, Crowder. It really is a lot to take in.
Yeah. The Nets, you know what? I think it's quite intelligent on the Nets side to reset this crap because it's not working. You have KD, but Kyrie's there. He just opted back in. KD doesn't want to play with him. Ben Simmons is having his trouble. It's just too much damn turmoil. I think the Nets are making the right decision here, even though you're getting rid of three All-Stars.
Can you get better in the short term? In the long term, sure, right?
Yeah.
You get five draft picks, whatever. In the short term, Crowder, can you get better trading away Kevin Durant?
No.
No.
KD almost took him. He almost took him to the finals a couple years back,
right,
with his toe on the line. No, you're not getting better short term. You can still compete short term, but getting better? No, you have to wait for them five first rounders to work out.
Just thinking about what the Brooklyn Nets have been since they moved to Brooklyn. Remember their big three that they set up? They went, they got Joe Johnson, and then they gave Paul Pierce and Kevin Durant money. That was supposed to be the team that would compete for the Heat. Their last ditch effort with those aging superstars. And the Heat just eviscerated them.
The famous Sports Illustrated cover. Who's going to stop this? Or wants a piece of this?
Exactly. And it was a complete joke. And then several ownership groups, right? Jay-Z was an owner, no longer an owner. Like, they've just been at the center of, I don't want to say controversy, but just decisions that continue to not work. And then finally, 3 years ago, they land Kevin Durant in free agency, Kyrie Irving in free agency, somehow improved that by adding James Harden through trade with Houston. And less than a year later, Crowder, they are on the brink of losing Kevin Durant. They lost James Harden already. And even if Kyrie stays, I mean, they're obviously going to end up trading him now that his deal expires after opting in. That is one of the craziest, absolutely craziest and most disappointing things I've ever seen from a sports organization ever. They had arguably one of the most impressive rosters ever put together, and less than a year later, it's all come crashing down.
They tried their best, and their best wasn't good enough. But I think it had way more to do with what players they had than how they managed them. And getting back to having a guy like Spo and these coaches that know how to manage, you want to go to Greg Popovich, you want to talk about these championship coaches. Hell, Steve Kerr out there in Golden State. It's more than just talent. It's bigger than that. And obviously, the Brooklyn Nets didn't have the other pieces because they had hellified talent for years.
Yeah, and it makes you – I know, again, I'm people are critical of me being a Heat homer, and that's fine. You can do that. But it makes you appreciate what the Miami Heat have down here, right, from the organizational and stability perspective, where Miami was able to bring on LeBron James, Chris Bosh, and Dwayne Wade, and somehow they made it work. Did they win four straight titles? No, but four straight years in the NBA Finals, two titles – and things never got out of hand, right, Crowder? Like, there were moments, the bump with Spo, like, there were moments, but things never got out of hand. Just look at this. The Brooklyn Nets pull off what some people would say is impossible, and it just doesn't work. I will add this before we go to break. From Zach Lowe, who covers the NBA for ESPN, he's a senior writer, he quote tweeted Woj's tweet, where he's talking about Phoenix and Miami being two teams that Durant has on his wish list. And he adds, Miami can trade three future first-round picks, plus Nikola Jovic, who they just drafted. So that's four, technically, first-round picks. If they amend the lottery-protected 2025 first-round pick, they owe the Thunder to remove those protections. He triple-checked that and with a few league executives, and he says that that is a fact. Miami can trade three future first-round picks, plus their most recent first-rounder, Nikola Jovic, if they amend the lottery-protected 2025 first-round pick that they owe the Oklahoma City Thunder. So, four first-rounders, essentially, right? Three now, plus Jovic and I don't know, a package of Kyle Lowry, Duncan Robinson, Tyler Hero, Max Strus.
Now you're being honest. Now we're talking honesty. Four ones and half your starters. Now we're talking about what it's going to take to get Kevin Durant to another team.
Yeah, yeah. And then you get to keep Bam Adebayo and Jimmy Butler, which I think for the Heat, if you can somehow land Kevin Durant and you keep just one of those two, it's a win. But if you can keep both KD, Bam, Jimmy Butler, I mean, Pat Riley, build the statue right now, right, Crowder? Like, build it this second.
But if we get all three of those guys, we're going to have to bring back Mario Chalmers and Norris Cole, won't we?
Well, I need to start getting my knee right. I need my ACL to heal up because the Heat might need me at point guard. Crowder, didn't you beat Eddie Curry in the post like 2 decades ago? They could use you to run the four.
I'll go. I'm a point four. I'm a good transition guy.
I mean, if back in the rotation, baby. Let's go.
I mean, if they bring back Rio, I mean, Solano will actually start going to the games again.
Yeah, bro. If they get all three, if they get KD, keep Bam and Jimmy, UD is gonna be the starting five. Y'all know that, right?
Yeah, UD better get in shape, buddy. No more bench minutes. You're back on the lineup. Get off the pine, buddy. All right, let's take a break here. Obviously, this is a fluid situation. We will keep an eye on it. However, Lee Sterling, professional sports gambler, typically joins us on Friday. He will join us in the next segment on Hockman and Crowder.
Hey, it's Hawk. You know, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but we are in hurricane season. I guess you knew that without me. Anyway, this can be a stressful time of year for anyone in South Florida, and it's why I always recommend BNT Impact Windows and Doors to protect your home and your possessions and your family. And I'm speaking from experience, because when you get those PGT custom windows and doors installed, it reduces your stress level. BNT is the company my wife and I used for our home. It really is a great feeling when you have PGT custom windows and doors protecting everything. Hurricane season comes every year. If you're a homeowner in South Florida, it's time for you to take that step and get Impact Windows and Doors installed in your home. And again, the best way to do it is to call BNT Impact Windows and Doors. I'm telling you, I've got the PGT custom windows and doors. It is a game changer during hurricane season. So call BNT 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126, or go online to bntimpactwindows.com.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Go to hell, COVID.
Hawk and Crowder.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Man, what a nugget that was dropped on us, Crowder. I mean, we're calling it the dog days of summer, but it's been anything but that. I mean, the Heat getting their name thrown in the mix of teams for Kevin Durant, who all of a sudden wants a trade. I mean, wow, right? Like, there's nothing else to say but wow.
Yep. Harden opts out, Kyrie opts in, and KD says, hold my beer.
Yep. Yeah, and if you hear that music, it's because Lee Sterling, the professional sports handicapper, is on the line here. The Rhinestone Cowboy. Let's get right to it. Lee Sterling, professional sports handicapper. The website is ParamountSports.com. Hawk always likes to remind everybody, we don't pay Lee Sterling to come on, and he doesn't pay us to come on the show. We just enjoy talking to him. The Twitter is at Paramount Sports. You can follow him there. Plus, Lee Sterling on the Hawkman and Crowder Show is brought to you by Cricket Pavers. They're your one-stop shop for all outdoor needs. Call Ariel at 786-518-1091. Again, Lee Sterling on the Hawkman and Crowder Show, brought to you by Cricket Pavers. Lee, I mean, I know you saw the Kevin Durant news. You texted me. Talk about a nice little Woj bomb, right? I mean, incredible.
Yeah, I'm going to offer my father-in-law's farm in the Redlands. You got
what else?
You guys
else?
Got anything to offer up? Can you imagine if they can somehow swing a deal to get him and he joins Jimmy Butler and bam? I mean, you could put any other two bodies out there with those three guys, and I think we win a championship.
Yeah, Lee, I was saying that. It would be monumental, obviously. Just build Pat Riley the statue this second, right? Like,
can you imagine also how much our tickets are going to be worth?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Lee Sterling, a smart man, thinking about how we're going to cash in on the Durant news. I love it.
And it's also something I wanted to comment. I'd heard something earlier. Everyone was talking about James Harden being such a nice guy and opting out. I don't know if you're following this, but the owner of Fanatics, he was a part owner. I think he renounced ownership.
Yes,
a couple days ago.
Sixers.
And so, if you think that James Harden has given up money, not going to happen. What he'll probably do, he'll probably end up signing like a 3-year, $100 million deal instead of the 1-year deal that he was going to opt in for $47 million, and then he'll work out something on the side where he's, you know, you see him in a lot of different gear for Fanatics, all the different sports, for something like $40 or $50 million over 3 years. So he's not giving up money. Trust me on that.
Well, and Lee, I got to ask you. I've asked you stuff like this before, man. But when this happens, you as a professional gambler, do you think of it as a sports fan, or you think of it from a gambling angle? Do you start trying to figure out how you can capitalize off stuff like this?
A little bit of both. I mean, I'd love to play like the Cleveland Browns. I'd love to play their under because I think Deshaun Watson is going to get suspended for at least half a season, maybe even a whole season. But they're too smart for that. Vegas, they don't have that on right now in a total where you can bet, or the limits are so low where they're not going to get hurt. So probably a little bit of both. So I'm a Heat season ticket holder since day one, 34 years. So I'm a Heat fan number one. Hey, why not have both? Be a fan and also cash in at the same time.
But Lee, as a fan, you know, was anybody on the table for KD? Is Bam on the table? Is Jimmy on the table?
Maybe Jimmy could be. I mean, you know, Jimmy's a Mercedes, but, you know, maybe KD is on, you know, he's on that Lamborghini level, so, or Bentley level. So I don't know. I think KD is maybe a little bit better. Maybe a little more durable at this point. You know, he's had some injuries also, but, you know, I just think that maybe he might be able with his body type to last in this league a little bit longer, be a little more effective. There's not that much of a difference, but I think there's a chance that they can maybe, you know, package in Duncan. They could package in Hero, three number ones, the pick they took this year. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll even give them, you know, to get KD, I give them Haslam, so I give them UD.
Yeah, I mean, if you're getting rid of, I don't know how much UD is going on the open market right now, Lee. But I'm with you. I think UD would be okay with that too. You know what I mean? Yeah. He'll say okay for whatever I can do to help the franchise.
You know, I mean, listen, you guys will pick up KD from his house and drive him to the arena once a week, right?
Yeah,
everyone's got to help out. Got to find a way to make it happen.
He can live with me. Lee, I would take him fishing. I'd take him to lunch. Anything if Kevin Durant is in a Heat uniform.
Yeah,
I feel the same way.
Again, Lee Sterling, professional sports handicapper. The website is ParamountSports.com, and he always joins the Hockman and Crowder show, typically on Fridays. Since we're doing a best of spectacular tomorrow, Lee was kind enough to join us today, and he's brought to you by Cricket Pavers, your one stop shop for all outdoor needs. Lee, shifting away from this chaotic news about KD possibly coming to Miami, before we get some of your selections for the long weekend, I had a couple questions. Specifically, I wanted to see if you saw what the over-under projection was for the Dolphins this upcoming season. I saw it at 9.5 for the Miami Dolphins. I'm wondering if that's something you'll take a flyer on, rather maybe over, maybe under.
Well, I've seen it come down to 9 most places now.
Wow.
If you want to play the under, it's -125. The over is +105. I like the over. Even though the AFC is stacked, I think it's much stronger than the NFC. Just look at you know what happened last year. They lost 2 games to Jacksonville and Atlanta. I mean, if they just lose one of those games, they win 10 games. And then also a lot of people forget Jacoby Brissett, who I think is one of the worst 3 backup quarterbacks at this time. I think when they got him, they thought he would be one of the better ones. I have him rated as the 3rd or 4th worst backup quarterback in the NFL. He started 5 games, and he was horrific. Only had 5 touchdowns and 4 interceptions and a 2-3 record in his starts. So I think they have a huge upgrade at backup quarterback there. I mean, all the weapons they added on offense, I mean, at running back and receiver, the defense should be just as good as last year. And I think that they're going to be a dynamic team on offense. I think they're going to average maybe 7-8 more points a game. So I think the over is the way to go there.
Well, Lee, so 7-8 more points a game, does that mean that you believe in Tua or you believe in McDaniel?
Combination of both, and also when you add Hill in, receiver who can run by anyone makes things a lot easier. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know how you cover Waddle and Hill together. Those two guys, the speed, and the offensive line. I mean, until the last couple games, that was maybe the worst offensive line we've seen in the NFL maybe the last decade. So with those two, you know, guys they got in free agency, this should be at least somewhere in the average, you know, 16th, 18th, 20th best offensive line. I don't see how they don't score more than 7 points more game with this team.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you, Lee. So you said the over was at +105 at 9, right?
Right. The only negative, and a lot of people forget this, is when they play totals from now on, started last year, the AFC this year will only play 8 home games, 9 away games. So just remember that too. But I did factor that in. I have them winning 10 or 11 games.
Wow. Okay, so there you go from Lee Sterling. One other thing before we get your picks for the long sports weekend. You know this show loves itself a good hot dog eating competition on July 4th. Is that something that you'll wager on, Lee?
I have the last couple years, but they've been getting so high on the totals. I think it was like 74, 75 last year, and I think he won by a half or one hot dog. So it might have reached a point where it's unbettable. So it's fun to watch. Actually, my kids went a couple of years ago, and they said it was one of the best atmospheres, and they said it's something you definitely have to do once in your life.
All right, let's get to your three selections for the long sports weekend. Again, Lee Sterling at Paramount Sports. On Twitter, ParamountSports.com is the website.
Yeah, first game, we're going to look at two baseball games. I have a wrong team favored here. And I have the Cincinnati Reds plus 110 here. Wind is blowing out at Wrigley. A lot of people don't know this guy's name. His name is Graham Ashcraft, starting pitcher here for the Cincinnati Reds. So, kid's a rookie, hasn't pitched in Chicago yet, but he ranks fifth among 166 pitchers in Major League Baseball and ground ball rate. He has a 3.27 ERA here. He's facing Kyle Hendricks, who for the Cubs has gotten worse by the year. He has a 4.90 ERA with an expected 5.21 ERA, second highest walk rate of his career here so far. So I think the wrong team's favorite. Two bad teams, but Chicago has a little more they just have too many problems going on with this franchise. The Reds are starting to hit, have some young guys starting to hit, and also the bullpen's been a little bit better. So I like the starter a lot better here. I'm going to go with the Cincinnati Reds here, plus 110, wrong team favored. Another baseball game I think could be a blowout here is I'm going to take the L.A. Dodgers. I've been watching the Padres for a couple weeks now, and without Manny Machado in this lineup, there's just not much here. Pitching has been okay. Bullpen has blown a few saves. Biggest concern here is the lineup. You know, except for Jake Cronenworth and Luke Voit, there's not much here. They don't have one starting player in the lineup right now hitting above 280. Eric Hosmer is their guy at first base. I mean, in 69 games and 261 at-bats, has only six home runs. There's just not much pop in this lineup with Tatis and Machado out. They've only scored an average of four runs in the last 10 games here. So I just think that the Dodgers here, minus 130, blowout here over the San Diego Padres. And are you ready for this? This is going to be a real big one here. We're going to go Saturday night. Now, let me ask you a question, Channing. Did you play the action man or not on Saturday?
No, I didn't play the action man. He did his thing.
Yeah, of course he did his thing. Unanimous decision.
Lee, you know what, Lee? We have this gambling consortium, so we all have to agree on it. I might need to get my own damn thread, man. I might need to get my own betting site.
Yeah, maybe I'll help you out. We'll start with a certain sum and try to grow it. Maybe, you know, from like $500 to $5,000, while all these guys are scuttling around and losing money. Here, I'm going to give you another chance. Okay, before we start,
please,
the fun.
Please.
All right. It's going to be Saturday night, featured preliminary bout, UFC 276. This might be the most stacked ever card we've seen in the last couple of years. Jalen the Tarantula Turner takes on Brad Quake Riddell. 155-pound lightweight division fight. So what do you do when you have arachnophobia? Well, of course, you purchase 200 pet tarantulas. Well, that's at least what Jalen Turner did. He's still only 27. He stands 6'3". 77-inch reach this guy has. He's making his eighth walk into the ring. He's sporting a 5-2 UFC record, 12-5 overall. His opposition here is a 30-year-old New Zealander named Brad Riddell, primarily a striker who will mix in a little bit of wrestling. He stands a mere mortal, 5'7", only a 71-inch reach. And he has a classic boxer's nose along with toughness that it brings. Riddell is 10-2 with a 4-1 record in the UFC. But Riddell is facing a physical specimen here, a guy who's 6'3", stuffed in a 155-pound package, who has a 6-inch reach advantage over him. Turner has really improved drastically over the last four fights. He won two by strikes and two by submission. As Turner here has improved rapidly, I just think that Riddell seems to be singing that same old song, and I believe he will be walking down and spending a lot of time on the dirty canvas of Las Vegas, getting washed away like the snow and the rain. Turner will just be too much for Riddell, who will wish he was back in high school singing Grease Lightning. We are going to go with Jalen the Tarantula Turner here to sink his fangs into Riddell early and often, and I think most likely here to get the finish.
Wow, we got a Grease, Grease from the movie comparison there and analogy, and Lee, that is your backup the Brinks truck play, right? I'm not confused here. Yeah, play the sound, Steven, just for you.
The tarantula.
There you go. Lee's three picks ahead of the sports weekend. Reds +110 over the Cubs at Wrigley Field. The Dodgers over the Padres at -130. And then Saturday night, the feature prelim, Jalen the Tarantula Turner over Brad Rydell. Plus, you like the Dolphins over 9 wins at +105. Lee, always appreciate your time. I know Mark is looking forward to talking to you when he's back from vacation next week. And good luck this weekend, man.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
Lee Sterling there, the professional sports handicapper. Follow him on Twitter at Paramount Sports. We revisit Kevin Durant to Miami. The possibilities are endless. Next on the Hockman and Crowder Show.
Y'all know we talk about Athletic Greens all the time. I was driving this morning, had to drive 3 hours, but you know what? I didn't need any coffee. I took my AG1, I made it, and it was awesome, I'm telling you. You heard us talk about Athletic Greens, you got to pay attention. If you're interested in better gut health, more energy, optimizing your immune system, and you've been looking for a great-tasting supplement that handles all of that, it's Athletic Greens. That's what you need with Athletic Greens. You put one scoop in a glass of water and drink it to start off your day right. I'm telling you, early in the morning, I take my AG1, and it makes the day so much better. AG1 is lifestyle-friendly as well. You know I change. You know I'm a vegetarian now. But if you're keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, gluten-free, Athletic Green contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, no nasty chemicals or artificial anything, and it still tastes good. AG1 is a small micro-habit with big benefits. It's one easy thing you can do every day to take care of yourself. It's simple. One scoop in a glass of water, and you are handling yourself 75 minerals and all kind of good stuff for your body. Right now it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. That one scoop in a glass of water, that's it. No need for a million pills. You have the little boxes where you take them, you got to pop the box and take all the 49 pills a day. You don't need them anymore. Get you AG1 and AG1 Athletic Greens. They make it easy. Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do, it is simple. Go to athleticgreens.com/WQAM. That's athleticgreens.com/WQAM and take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
All right, let me talk about Life Imaging FLA. This is, I talk a lot of nonsense on the show, but Life Imaging FLA is something that's actually serious and something you should pay attention to. So they just celebrated their 1 year South Florida anniversary, too. I talk about them every day. You know, if you've ever wondered if there are steps you could take to see if trouble might be brewing in the future with your health, well, that is where Life Imaging FLA comes in. You go there to get scanned using their FDA-approved state-of-the-art low-dose radiation CT scanners. And it's preventative medicine. I don't know any other better way to put it. They try to detect heart disease or cancer before you're showing symptoms. You know, I went there and I did it. Most people like me love the peace of mind it'll give you when you walk out of there, when you get your results. But maybe you find out something that you need to know that will affect your health in the future. I mean, that's the whole concept behind going there. I highly recommend it, and I would give them a call. You can certainly get more information. Call Life Imaging FLA for your free heart scan with just a few minimum requirements from your cell phone. Call #250. Say the keyword, free heart scan. It's really simple. You call #250 from your cell phone. You'll be prompted for a keyword. You just say free heart scan right into your phone, and then you're connected to Life Imaging FLA in seconds.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Sarabatudo.
Hawk and Crowder.
So Anthony Chang of the Miami Herald, he covers the Miami Heat for the Herald. He tweeted out 10 minutes ago, more than half of the league has already called Brooklyn about Kevin Durant trades. Adrian Wojnarowski just said on ESPN.
Man, Incredible. It's when you're in high school and you find out that the bad head cheerleader just broke up with Johnny, and you try to go get your face, you know, hey, how you doing, Linda? Everything
shoot your
okay?
Shot.
Gotta shoot. Steven, I love you. You gotta shoot your shot. I'm glad. And Pat, one thing Pat ain't gonna do, Pat ain't gonna miss a time to shoot a shot.
Yeah. You remember a couple years ago when Kevin Durant was gonna go, or when he was leaving Oklahoma City, and he met with a number of teams. Remember who sat with Kevin Durant, even though they didn't really have too much cap room flexibility? Who got a meeting with Kevin Durant?
The Godfather.
The Godfather, Patrick James Riley. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Everybody laughed at the fact that Pat Riley was sitting down with Durant because the Heat didn't really have the assets at the time. They didn't really have the cap flexibility. There was really no avenue for the Heat to land Kevin Durant. But Pat said, it's fine. I'll sit with him anyways. And now, fast forward, what, 6-7 years, Kevin Durant wants out of Brooklyn, and guess who intrigues him? It's the guy he met with a couple years ago, mm-hmm. who knew he didn't have the avenue to bring him, but still wanted to sit down, still wanted to show him the rings, still wanted to show him the Italian fine silk that he had on, still wanted to remind him that, hey, go have your fun in Golden State, collect your rings, then go do your own thing, but never forget there's an organization who can get you championships and who can change the way the league views you as a winner and as a champion. That's exactly what's happening right now, Crowder.
You know what? What was that yesterday? Yesterday we did that was Tuesday we did the cliches.
Right.
The sports cliches. We were at Twin Peaks. Josh Chappelle came. We had all the cliches. This is one of those cliches that I love, and it is it lays down beautifully for Pat Riley. Yeah. He is playing chess, not checkers.
Yep. Yep.
When a guy's a free agent, let's talk to him now. Oh, there we go. Oh, let's Pat said, listen, we can't sign you. Let's just have a little dinner, big man, because in the future, you're going to be in the league for another 15 years. Something's going to come up. Some situation's going to be bad for you. And I want my number to be in your phone, KD. Man, yes, my sir. Man Pat plays chess, baby. My man don't play checkers. My man, he thinks bigger than everybody else.
Because he's the Godfather. We're going to reset everything at the top of the hour, even though we're going to be really late. But whatever. Kevin Durant news. Free agent. He's coming up in 2 hours. Forget the clock, okay? Forget the clock. Nothing matters anymore.
We start at 4:05 anyways.
Shift your focus. Shift your attention. All that energy to Pat Riley and Kevin Durant. We will do it when we come back on the Hockman and Crowder Show.
All right, let me talk about Palmetto Ford here. Palmetto Ford is the only exclusive Ford truck dealership in South Florida. You know they've been serving South Florida for over 55 years. What do I always tell you? If you need anything truck related, you go to Palmetto Ford. Any and every truck you need, they got it. And people ask me, they ask the people at the dealership this question, how do they have so many trucks when every dealer says there's no inventory? It's pretty simple. My man Eric Nunez, he's got a 10-man expert vehicle acquisition team. They spend all day buying inventory across the country for all 16 of his franchises. So when I'm on the radio saying they got it, it means they got it because they go out and get it. I mean, they even own the website, theygotit.com. Other dealers buy from them to be able to sell to their customers. So why don't you cut out your middleman, go to the source, and save thousands. If there's anything truck-related that you, your business, your family needs, there's only one real truck dealership around, Palmetto Ford. If it's a clown show you want, you go to the circus. If you need a truck, you go to Palmetto Ford. Palmetto Ford, they know trucks, and yeah, they got it.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
How sweet it is.
Hawk and Crowder. We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.